Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 23, Text 3, The Brahmin's Wives Blessed. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vayata Devayajanam Ramana Brahmavadina Tatra Mingira Samnama Yasate Swagatamyaya. Lord Krishna said, please go to the sacrificial arena where a group of Brahmins learned in the Vedic injunctions are now performing the Angaras sacrifice to gain promotion to heaven. Omigana timarandasya anandana salakaya taksurun mulatam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya mano bhishtam stapitam hena bhutale shayam bhupa kadavayam vidati sapadantikam adadanas chanam dante idam yache puna puna Srimad Rupa Padamboja Lulisham Janma Janmani Vairagyayad Bhakti Risham Priyadnai Apayama Manadit Samandam Tapambuhiya Paraduka Dugi Sanatanastam Padamatriyami Pancha Kaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bayevacha Kapitanam Bhavanejo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. can everyone hear?
I don't know.
People.
I can hear.
Okay. Amritananda, you can hear? You can hear. Okay.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, people can hear. Before I start, thank you so much for all coming to the conference. Hopefully, through the airways, some of the dust of Govardhan can be communicated. Just technicalities. This morning when I checked my phone, it had all the bars. But sometimes it would shut off. So I'm at Ananda. Somehow I get shut off, or anybody, I get shut off, or due to some technological glitch. Then just give me a few minutes, and I'll try to call back. Also, some people suggested the phone be muted. Let's try, see what happens. Or I generally need to kind of hear the audience. It's hard enough not seeing the audience. So. Perhaps if the room is very, very quiet and you don't have a cough and you don't breathe into the phone, then perhaps a mute is not necessary. We'll see how that works. And I got very nice feedback. People were enlivened, and that naturally encourages me. And I think it was Prabhupada's mood to use what Prabhupada said, to get out a thorn, you may use another thorn. So it's technology that's put us all in different countries and different places. Usually people would have a community, and it would be very easy to hear Krishna Katha. I'm here at Govardhan, and the person in charge, Gaur Narayan Maharaj, he's a Puri Brahmin, and he told me in his village, everything was provided. You didn't have to go out of the village. And he told me in the evening, there would be Krishna Katha. in one of the village houses or huts. And he said, to the whole village, you can hear that. So that used to be the culture, that everything you needed would be next door. Prabhupada described how the railroads actually destroyed India because the British built the railroads to and lured the people from the village into these horrible cities. Prabhupada sometimes called them dungeons of demons. And, you know, people got spread out from their community, from the very support they needed. But it's nice how somehow technology has advanced so far now that, again, we can be united by technology. And I see it's so convenient. Parents have children, the children can sleep. Some people, I got to rest. I request, and I'll request if anybody who's on the conference who didn't write me before, let me know who's there. But I got a nice letter from Carl and Stella. You may know them. Carl is the brother of Kamal Krishnamurti. They were feeling so enlivened because he's a professor in Iowa, and his wife also works in the university, and they were missing that association. So somehow or other, something's there with the phone. Okay, we'll call him. Anyway, if someone just called, this is what we'll have. Check your phone and call again, because perhaps that's that screeching sound. Anyway, I was in Vrindavan, but I was called back here to Govardhan, attracted to the association of Gauri Jampu and Sachinanda Maharaj, who are having a retreat on the other side of Govardhan. It's a part of Govardhan that is the most distant between the Brikram Marg and the Govardhan Hill. And therefore, they set up the retreat where they have the Harikatha inside Govardhan. And so nice. I was sitting there just the other day listening to Borijan speak. And one thing I'd like to do at this conference, I will get to the story, the Brahmin's wives blessed. What I'd like to do is sometimes just share the realizations of other devotees that I meet, so that it's not just that I benefit from these realizations. But I was just sitting there, and really, really cultured people from all around the world, and there was a group of Chinese devotees, and to the right of me, about 10 yards in the front, I saw there was one lady, and she was listening to the katha. And I've never seen this, because it's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, when the devotees were in ecstasy in Kirtan and in the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the separation, they used to cry. And it would describe that the a Ganga of tears was coming from their eyes. So I was watching this lady to my right, and literally water was pouring down her sorry. So I was appreciating so much Prabhupada's mercy. And then there was these Iranian devotees, very cultured, and what it is to practice Krishna consciousness in Iran, and coming to Govardhan with their children. And Sachinandana Swami was saying with me, he says, in Iskana, I hope we can create this new culture, this culture of Krishna Katha. And the realizations were so nice. So maybe I can just, before I get into my talk, just share. I remember the first thing that Borijan said is every desire is a prayer. Just imagine that. And Krishna will fulfill our desire. So imagine what spiritual life is, and how we have to cultivate the proper desires. And that's actually the purpose of Sadhu Sangha. Purpose of Sadhu Sangha, the whole thing in spiritual life is changing your identity. Right now we're immersed in false ego, which means I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. It's so subtly embedded in everything we do. Prabhupada gave the example that even when we become humble, the nature of the false ego is so cunning that it even uses that to boast the false ego. That I am the controller. That I am the most humble. So the real way is changing that identity. The most powerful way to change identity. We want to change our identity from I am the controller and I am the enjoyer to I am the servant of Krishna. And since time immemorial, we've been putting in the impressions in our consciousness to our desires to control and to enjoy. So the best way is by role models or exemplars to actually have people who exemplify in some way the thing that you know is right and aspire for. So that's why I was so eager to come back here to Govardhan to get their association. So just think, every desire is a prayer, and Krishna will fulfill our desires. Let's say we desire to be the wealthiest person. Let's say we desire for money, we actually get wealth. I was just thinking, just the nature of wealthy people have a lot of money. What they really want, everybody wants love. But because everyone sees they have money, they just approach them with motive. So even when you get that desire fulfilled, we see there are so many wealthy, powerful people. But generally, they become very depressed and sad because no one approaches them for love. Everyone approaches them wanting to get something from them. And the real hankering, the real desire, the real need, the want in the heart to experience affection and to give affection that they miss. So very interesting, I was mentioning. I'll tell something a little bit humorous. I have japa thoughts during Kartik, and I have philosophical thoughts. These are things I haven't shared in writing, but I'll share with this intimate group. It's called embarrassing thoughts. What happened here at the ashram, somehow the cook got overwhelmed, and for like a week or 10 days, somehow there was too many people, and somehow or other, and the prasadam wasn't good here. And it's very unusual, because in Govardhan, prasadam is always good. And I this is an embarrassing thought, but it just shows you how every desire is fulfilled, especially in Govardhan. I'm going to admit it. I started to think of pizza. And what happened is the day I got back from Govardhan, who shows up at my door but Gopal Raj with a pizza. So that's what I got. That's what I got from the fruit of my vrata instead of Krishna praying. But that's nice. Let me tell you something that Satchinandana Swami shared with us. He shared a prayer of Srimati Radharani. And he called it Parthana Pratiti. Parthana Pratiti. Parthana Pratiti. Parthana means prayer. Literally, the word Parthana means, pra means to go forward, and artha means for a desire. So prayer is the way you go forward to fulfill your desire. And padati is very, very common. Padati, pada means foot, and adati means striking. So it means a foot bath. So there's padatis in Krishna consciousness. There's manuals of Krishna consciousness. They're called padatis. There's detailed manuals about how you proceed on the path. So this is the step-by-step process by prayer that he shared with us. It's very, very nice. There was one prayer by Radharani. And the first part of prayer, I'm just sharing this with you for your practices, is glorification. you have to begin with glorification. So it was a very nice prayer that he gave, and it was glorification of Srimati Radharani. And glorification is such a nice process, because what glorification does is when you glorify someone, you are putting them in the superior position, and you're putting yourself in the inferior position. And when one puts himself in the humble position, he puts himself in a position to experience mercy. The more you have ego, the more you feel you are deserving, the more you have an inflated concept of the self, naturally, the less you will experience objects of mercy as mercy. So the process of glorification, that's the first thing. And then, after glorification, then you describe your own humble situation. And so you glorify, you make the object of your worship, the object of your, the subject of your mercy. You put that so high by glorification, then you describe your own situation. Because mercy is the distance between the value of what you're getting and the sense that you have you deserve it. So the more you glorify, the more you value something, and the more you feel I don't deserve it, the more you will feel mercy. And the more you feel mercy, the more you'll feel love in your heart, and that's the goal. So first this is so wonderful, the step-by-step process of prayer. So all prayers have this step-by-step process. First it's glorification, then you describe your own situation. And Satchinanda was reading from this prayer of Rupa Goswami. He's saying, having offered obeisances after these glorifications, rolling on the ground on the bank of the Jamuna, my mind bewildered, crying in lamentation. And then the last part of the prayer, after you establish your object of glorification, and after you establish your own humble position, then you personally beg for help. So I'm very, very happy I can share with you some of the realizations that I'm getting from these wonderful, wonderful souls. And I can everybody hear me pretty good?
Yes, one of us.
That's so nice. That encourages me to go on. Thank you so much. And also, I would like to share my own humble realizations. One of the participants on the conference, you may know, she was from Idanagari. She now lives in Alachua, is Mother Indrani. She's elderly, but youthful in spirit. And whenever I have these things, or she always writes me, thank you for sharing. So this is such an important part. Dati Kritagrinati Bhunte Bojiate Chaiva Uyam Adyachi Kritati. Krishna consciousness is sharing. So I'm able to share my own realizations, but I'm not going to share that one unless I have time. I want to get a little bit more quickly to the Bhagavatam. Now, before I go into the Bhagavatam, also, I also feel this is appropriate in terms of studying the Bhagavatam. And I have to say something every time about the qualification to hear the Bhagavatam. I mentioned before in the last class, and I'll repeat this, it's such a relevant point, that the Bhagavatam, the very first verse, everything is there. The position of Krishna is there, the process to realize him is there, and it ends with Param Satyam Dhimahi. It describes that Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmadyasya Yatonvaya. Krishna is, we should worship Krishna. Krishna is God, and these are the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's mentioned, and then it concludes Param Satyam Dhimahi therefore we should meditate on that absolute reality. Because meditating on the absolute reality is the method to realize the absolute reality. Turning our consciousness towards the absolute reality is called bhakti. And we're in this world where we don't actually perceive, see, and experience the absolute reality because of the consciousness of aversion or non-devotion. So the whole process of bhakti is turning towards the absolute reality. So it says, param satyam dhimahi, we should meditate. So everything is there, but there's a hint in this word dhimahi, which is mentioned in the commentaries. This word dhimahi means the Gayatri Mantra. And the purpose of the Gayatri Mantra is to liberate oneself, free oneself from material attachments, so one can fully appreciate the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and experience praying. So therefore, the whole Bhagavatam is a process of qualifying us to experience the Hare Krishna Mantra, the Leela of Krishna, the Nam, the form, quality, the name, form, quality, and pastimes of Krishna. But there's a qualification in consciousness to do so. So I explain that the purpose of the Bhagavatam is that we can hear the absolute... Is there any problem? Can everybody hear?
Yes,
okay. The whole purpose of the Bhagavatam is to bring us to the point of being able to experience Krishna, to actually hear the pastimes of Krishna. I'm hearing some feedback. If there's noise in your room or something, then you have to mute your phone. But the whole purpose is to hear without prejudice. And prejudice is caused by two things. One is a lack of knowledge, and another is your personal attachment. If you have the lack of knowledge or personal, you can't hear the absolute reality, even if the absolute reality is being presented. And therefore, you can't experience the absolute reality. What's going on there, Amritananda? Is there someone's... Is that someone's house or something? Or? Can someone... everyone can hear me. I'll continue. Okay. No harm with obstacles and grudge boxing. They're only to make us more determined. So, the whole goal of life is to experience the absolute reality. The experience of the absolute reality is called prema. Why? Because the experience of an object whom you have a relationship with is called love or prema, and that's the goal of life. So the absolute reality is there in the form of the Bhagavatam. The absolute reality is there in the form of the holy name. But because we have misconceptions and because we have attachments, we don't experience them purely and therefore don't extract the result, which is praying. So therefore, Prabhupada always mentioned this process of the Bhagavatam. Is that a problem? Amritananda, something else?
Maharaj, I think it's coming from my living room. I'll just get the kids to keep quiet. I'm sorry, Maharaj.
Okay, that was your kids.
Yeah, I was having a talking birth to Maharaj.
Okay, tell your kids to be quiet. Okay. They're getting an order from Govardhan.
A little bit more
resistance today. Let me see if I can get my track of foot. Let me give you an example how attachment and why the whole process, how attachment covers knowledge or perception. I have a good friend, and he's editing something. And he has great attachment and regard for the person he's editing it for. Actually, it's a good attachment. And he sometimes reads it to me, and I see that something needs to be corrected, and I mention it to him. But because there's an attachment for a particular conception of reality, then you can't present an alternative view of reality, which may be the truth. And this is the condition with everyone. We have a particular view of the world for our confidence. And if the objective view of the world disturbs our confidence, then we will not be able to hear or see that truth. There's a point that I'm going to go into the Bhagavatam itself. There's so many points, but I'll never get the story. So let's go to the story today. Somehow, the point I wanted to make is this: what the Bhagavatam is. It's an expression of the goal. The goal is the experience of devotion or love, which is actually the highest reality. And the way that love and that devotion is communicated is by poetry, by song, etc. And what happens is, if someone has an aspiration for something, a desire, he can nourish that desire by a poetic or music. For example, just if you take music, people have sex desire. It's there. They have an interest in sexual desire. And therefore, they listen to music which expresses that. And what happens? It nourishes or increases their desire. Or let's say they have frustration or anger and they want to destroy things. Then they listen to music which communicates that mood, and therefore it increases that feeling or desire. But they start with some taste or inspiration, and due to that taste or inspiration, they hear particular things. People who are on this conference, it's because they have a taste, an interest in rasa. And rasa means what? The perfected love. They may not have it, but that's what they want. And because they want that perfected love, they want to hear about that perfected love to increase their aspiration for it. But the point I was making is that before you can actually you have to have some interest in it, which is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. And you have to have some type of purity of heart so that you can have the proper desire for it and actually recognize it and appreciate it and actually hear it without prejudice. One more point I want to make about this point, about hearing without prejudice. One method to hear without prejudice is called faith. That's why faith is so important, because our intelligence has a way of processing information according to our previous experiences, and therefore our tendency is not always to hear purely. What faith means is faith means to hear without prejudice, but because the filtering process of our intelligence is so strong, even if we so-called hear with faith, we still filter what we hear through our intelligence. And therefore, our process is not just faith, but it's also thoughtfulness. Because if we're hearing with faith, not from anyone, but from a person whom by our discrimination and intelligence we deem worthy to be an authority, and therefore we accept that that person or book or system has a higher perception of reality that we can benefit from, after making that discrimination, then faith allows us to consider that without prejudice. But because the nature of our prejudice is so strong, even if we hear the truth with so-called faith, we may still filter it. And therefore, we have to have the process of thoughtfulness, which means that if we're hearing things with faith and they don't make sense, understanding that the nature of our intelligence is to hear with prejudice, then we have to raise our doubts and get things clear. And therefore, the process of bhakti, Hatshradayana Munayo, Gyana Vairagya Yuktaya, Pasyantyatmani Chatmani, Bhakta Shruta Grihitaya, the seriously inquisitive sage, well equipped with faith and knowledge, understands the absolute truth by hearing from the proper spiritual authority. So faith and thoughtfulness are proper. So by the process of Krishna consciousness, we're approaching these stories with some interest and some purification and some faith, and we're having an aspiration. Our goal is to hear about this perfected state of consciousness where one is perceiving the absolute reality, perceiving their relationship with the absolute reality, and feeling the natural attraction between themselves and that absolute reality, which is called prema or love. Now let me go to the story. The introduction was too long, but I'm going to start again with the story. So look at these stories that I'm going to read, that there's nothing in it but this rasa, or this perfected affection that we're aspiring for. So the cowherd boy said, Rama, Rama, mighty armed one, O Krishna, chastiser of the wicked, we are being harassed by hunger, and you should do something about this. So the cowherd boys have the relationship with Krishna of Vishvamba. It means equality. It means intimacy in relationship that comes from equality. So this is their expression of love. When you have a friendship with someone, one of the expressions of love, one of the expressions of your confidence, and that's the flavor of your love. I have confidence, and therefore I can open my heart to you, is that without compromising your devotion, you can ask your friend, you can ask the Supreme Lord in that relationship for something. And that's an expression of your love. You're expressing that I trust you so much that you can help me. So, O chastiser of the wicked, O Krishna, you are so powerful. In the Shruti it says, Shitkalo cha manushasya vartaya. Hunger is indeed man's worst. That, if you can kill hunger, Krishna, if you can kill hunger, O chastiser of the wicked, then you can kill anyone. And we are being harassed by hunger, and you should do something about it. Now, Sukadeva Goswami, he's explaining, Maharaj Prickett, he's describing, thus entreated, he was asked by the cowherd boys, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, son of Devaki, replied as follows, desiring to please certain of his devotees who were Brahmin's wives. So this is the whole essence of bhakti. The whole essence of bhakti is that Krishna, the glory of Krishna is not just his position, but it's his personality. And the glory of a person is that he reciprocates love. In fact, the glory of a person is that he is controlled by love. If you're not controlled by love, you're impersonal. If you don't respond to someone fully giving them your heart to you, fully giving their heart to you, if you're not controlled, then your position as a person is not exalted. So he's replying, why proceed, desiring to please certain of his devotees who are Brahmins' wives, and pleasing these devotees, why? Because these Brahmin wives, they're married to the Brahmins. They've heard about Krishna, because from the sacrifice, the gopis came to sell flowers, to sell milk, the best needed in the sacrifice. And the nature of someone who is Krishna conscious is that he's always talking and hearing about Krishna. There is no difference between your bhakti and your desire to hear about Krishna. That is your bhakti. Your bhakti is your desire to hear. And if someone is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he will always talk about Krishna. One time I was in the garden in Dallas where Prabhupada was speaking every night about, he was reading every night from Krishna books. I even have a picture of me sitting in that garden. Prabhupada was relishing so much. He was sitting in this rocking chair, relishing so much. And as he was in this rocking chair, relishing, I forgot there was one pastime where the gopis were saying that they were criticizing Krishna, you know, because he may have been separated or he may have done something. And Prabhupada was laughing. He was saying they can't stop talking about Krishna. If you actually have love in your heart, if you actually have love in your heart for someone, then that love pervades your consciousness. In fact, in Sanskrit, I was looking at this word raga, or attachment. Raga can also mean rung or color. It's just like if you have a cloth. If you look in there, in your house there, you must have a cloth that's red color cloth. You can't separate the red from the color. So when you actually have rag or attachment, you can't separate the attachment from your consciousness. And that's called the platform of prema. Prema bhakti is called sandrandana visheshatma. Your love for Krishna is so thick. Sandra means dense, like a piece of metal you cannot put a pin through. Nothing can penetrate your consciousness. So the devotees who love Krishna, nothing is in their consciousness but Krishna. And therefore, the symptom of their love is that they're always eager to chant and hear about Krishna. So when the Brahmin wives met them, they were affected by this, and then if you develop an attachment to something which you do not have before you, the symptom of that attachment is great separation. So this is actually, this verse is giving our bhajan pranali. Krishna is coming to please devotees who are lamenting in separation from him. And because Krishna is a person, he will want to satisfy the desires of his devotees. And if we have a desire for Krishna, Krishna will want to satisfy that desire. But when we advance in Krishna consciousness and we come to the platform of ashakti, which means addiction, there's ruchi, which is attachment. Ruchi means that we are spontaneously attracted to Krishna, and therefore we put our mind in Krishna. Sakti, the next stage, means we become addicted, which means that the mind flows spontaneously towards Krishna. So when a devotee has that consciousness and he's hankering for Krishna, still Krishna, Bhurijan Prabhu explained this, when you get to this stage, it's before Bhava of a Sakti. He was quoting some commentary. There's still a distance before you get Bhava. And why is there a distance? Because Krishna, out of his mercy, he wants to increase our desire. And therefore, Satchinandana Swami was also explaining this to me. He did his Kartikvrata in a very secluded place called Kanai Natasala. And it's the place when Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, where he actually had vision of Krishna and went mad in separation. So he spent some time there, and he was explaining in his own bhajan, there are dark periods. There's sometimes Krishna takes away the taste simply to increase that desire, which will ultimately give you that perfection. So see this verse. We're seeing these Brahmins' wives, and they are they are lamenting in separation, and therefore Krishna desiring to please them. The Dami Buddhi Yoga Pesham Satatayuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam The Dami Buddhi Yogam Twam Yena Mam Bhupi Yanti Te. For those who worship me with love and devotion, I give them what they need to come back to me. And therefore Prabhupada also told us we should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra like a child who is crying for his parents. Now I'm going to apologize to the devotees. I made a mistake. This is new for me, this type of presentation. I realized that by there was a nice devotee, Madhavananda, who also lectured yesterday. And he said in Krishna Katha, there's three things. There's the Krishna Katha, there's the speaker in the audience. And he said of all, the most important is the audience. Because it's the desire of the audience that causes the flow of mercy to come through the speaker. So I just realized when I finished, I was giving so much preparatory work, and then at the very end, I started to give Krishna Katha, and by the inspiration I'm hearing, I'm seeing that the audience is actually quite qualified, and that humbly I'm being used as an instrument, but I began it too late. So it's 10 p.m. What I'm going to do now, if you allow me, those of you who are staying up late because it may ruin your job or your family or your bhajan, you may hang up. We do have some more minutes. So those who want to continue, I will go 10 or 15 more minutes today because I just covered what we did yesterday. So now Sukadeva Goswami is explaining. Amritananda, everybody can still hear?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes.
Okay. So, the next verse, Payeta Devi Yajanam Gamana Bhamavadina Sitram Angira Saranama Yatate Swarga Kamyaya. Lord Krishna said, please go to the sacrificial arena where a group of Brahmins learned in Vedic injunctions are now performing the Angiras sacrifice to gain promotion to heaven. So Lord Krishna, to satisfy the cowherd boy's hunger and to satisfy the wives of the Brahmins, this is the mind of God. Actually, the mind of God is that he wants to actually satisfy us. And everything that happens to us is actually just Krishna's mercy trying to bring us to a point of satisfaction. And the point of satisfaction is the point of the soul. And the point of the soul is a receptacle for love and service to that absolute reality. And unless it acts congruently to its nature, it'll never be satisfied. So Krishna is saying, go to the sacrifice. We're a group of learned in Vedic injunctions. They're learned in Vedic injunctions, and this is such an important point, because all these stories are actually leading up to the Rasalila pastime. And each of the stories has a message, a component understanding that we need to have to actually create a frame of reference so that when we hear the Param Satyam, we will hear it purely without prejudice. And here is one of the prejudices that we can have. One of the prejudices is one can be learned in injunctions. He may know the form of something and mistake that for the essence. It's just like you have an institution. An institution is important. So you maintain the structure of the institution, but the institution has a purpose. And if you're just maintaining the structure, but not utilizing that structure for the purpose, but not realizing that, then trama evi kevalam. In the Bhagavatam it says, Dharma Sunushtita Pumsa Viviksena Katasya Lopadiye Yadiritim Shrama Eva Hikavalam. all, even Dharma, Svanushtita, properly performed, is only Shrama Evihi, it's only useless labor. If Dharma, the form of Dharma, the form of religion, doesn't lead to the purpose of religion, which is what? The Padiyate, which doesn't give you rati or taste for Krishna Katha. And rati or taste for Krishna Katha means love for Krishna. So if your religion, which the purpose of that religion is to bring you closer to God, doesn't bring you closer to God, then that religion has no purpose. And this is one of the obstacles to actually being able to hear the absolute reality without prejudice. For example, these Brahmins, they're endowed with austerity. But Krishna sends the boys to teach them that he doesn't bestow mercy to one who is devoid of bhakti. Bhakti is everything. And there's a nice verse by Prahlad Maharaj, which I'm quoting very, very often. It says, even if one has the 12 brahminical qualities, but he's not a devotee, he can't save himself. But even if one is born in a family of dog ears, if he's a devotee, then he can deliver the world. And devotee is not a cheap term. Devotee means a humble soul who has the identity of servant, a humble soul who wants to serve everyone. In fact, one of the things that Bhurijan said in his lecture, he quoted Prabhupada, it was so nice, it said, Prabhupada said, my only desire is to make everyone in the world, the whole universe, Krishna conscious. And Bhurijan said, do you think there is a place in it for you? Look at the magnitude of Prabhupada's desire. His desire is to make everyone in the whole universe Krishna conscious. Do you think there is a place in it for you? It's such a huge desire that the whole world can be engaged in that desire. But anyway, the point that I made this before, devotee means humble. It means that what you get, you use in service and it purifies you. Non-devotee means you're not humble. Your goal is control and enjoy. So therefore, whatever you get, you use for yourself. So even if you get austerity, even if you get shlokas, even if you get, you know, mantra, tantra, visharata, sadkarma, nipano, vipro, even if you're so expert in all the karmas, sadkarma, nipano, mantra, tantra, visharata, even if you know all mantra and you know all tantra, all those qualities may come, but they simply increase the ahankara. I am clean, I am powerful. So this whole story will show that although people were so expert, because they were weren't devotees. They were working on a form of something and not on its utility. It's like, let's say you're a mechanic and you fix the car, but you don't know how to drive. Then what is the use of that? So religion, without the sense of devotion, without the sense of humility and that conscious understanding in your heart that the goal of life is to become a humble servant of Krishna and the Vaishnavas. If what you are doing is not used for that, it loses its value. So Krishna is saying, please, and they're learned in injunctions, and they're performing all these sacrifices. We can do one more verse or two more verses. Thank you so much. Tatta gatvau dhanam gopa yachatatsmin visaratitaha kirtiyanto bhagavata aryasya mama chabhitam. When you go there, envision this. I think in future classes I'll get more into the Leela and we can actually envision it, because I'm feeling so much wonderful receptiveness by the devotees. When you go there, my dear cowherd boys, Krishna is talking to his friends, simply request some food. Yachita, just beg. Don't be embarrassed. Declare to them the name of my elder brother, the Supreme Lord Balaram, and also my name. make declare my brother's name first, because he's a Kshatriya and I'm just from a cowherd family, and explain that you've been sent to us. So here the Brahmins, they're in ignorance. Their wives are in separation, and this is the process that Krishna gives both to satisfy the devotees and rectify those that are in forgetfulness of him. What is the process? Kirtiyan Ko Bhagavata. Krishna sent them to do what? Announce Mama Abhidham. Announce my name. Announce the name of the Supreme Lord. And this is the process. Why? Because the name of Krishna is it's Krishna himself. It's Krishna's internal potency. It's both Shakti and Shaktiman. It's both Krishna and it's Krishna's energy. Everything is there in the holy name. In fact, Ija Sarva Shakti, the second verse of the Shikshastaka says that the holy name is Nija Sarva Shaktis. It has all potency. That means that Prabhupada, that means that Guru, that means that Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, the associates of Krishna, everything is there in the holy name. And also, because it is Shakti or potency, the very nature of Shakti or potency is to give pleasure to the possessor of potency. So if you take the holy name of Krishna sincerely in your heart, you're taking the Shakti or potency that gives Krishna pleasure. And if you take that Shakti or potency in your heart with the intention of giving Krishna pleasure, the full Shakti will manifest in your consciousness. And as that full Shakti, that full potency is imbued with Ladini, or love, which is the essence of potency, the essence of Shakti, or the pleasure of Krishna, one himself will also experience the greatest pleasure. Actually, just one point I have to share with you. I was studying something from Pantanjali, and I got four more minutes, and he defined Rag. And I want to keep on time because people have schedules. And he defined rag, attachment. We want rag bhakti. We want attachment to bhakti. But what is rag? Rag is the attachment you feel for objects or the impression of those objects that cause happiness. So we want to come to the point of rag bhakti. We want Krishna and the impression Krishna makes in our heart. We want the holy name and the impression that it makes that gave us love, which is happiness in our heart. Because if you have a liking for something, you will want to do it and you'll be more absorbed. Therefore, our goal in Krishna consciousness is to get rag. Right now, what do we have rag for? We have rag for impressions in our heart for happiness of so many things that don't actually cause happiness. Just like a drug addict. He has rag for heroin. He has rag for marijuana. He has rag for alcohol. Why? Because there's an impression that it caused in his heart for happiness. And that impression forces him to seek those things, even though they don't give him satisfaction. What we want is rag for bhakti. We want rag for Krishna. And when we have that rag, then what will happen is the things we like that are giving us the greatest happiness are also the things that are giving us the greatest ultimate happiness. In other words, imagine sitting and chanting for 2-3 hours, and that is the thing that gives you the greatest happiness. We have to come to that platform. We can't just stay on the platform. When you don't have attachment, you do things because they're injunctions, because they're good for you. But if you're simply doing things because they're right or obligatory, doesn't afford one the greatest absorption in those things. So the process of Krishna consciousness, and why I want to actually read these things and share these things with the devotees, is because, again, if you have an interest in something and you become absorbed in it, that interest or taste will increase. And the greatest gift that we can get is a taste for Krishna consciousness, because we'll have a taste for the thing that is best for us. And I can say myself, I have so many tastes and impressions for happiness in my heart for things that are no good and don't lead to ultimate happiness. So by Prabhupada's mercy, he's given us these books, he's given us the devotees, he's given us his mission, he's given us the holy name, and by absorbing ourselves in them, we will get a rag, attachment, or bhakti, because bhakti has caused happiness. So Krishna says, my dear boys, I request some food. Declare to them the name of my elder brother. Do kirtan of my elder brother and my name also, and explain that you have be sent by us. Now I'm in anxiety because it's 10:15 and I felt like I'm just getting going. But I'm going to look at Govardhan Hill outside my room, and I'm going to pray for everyone who fortunately allowed me to speak about Krishna here before Govardhan Hill. next week, I will start the Tikka not later than 9:30. And if I don't, you stop me and say, too much introduction, Maharaj. Okay, Gail? She's there. Okay, now, we'll end. I'm sorry. And then I'm going to speak to Amritananda about how we can better the conference. Okay? So Vanshakopa Tulu Jacha Chapa 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 Tulu Jacha Chapa